Well, good morning again, everybody. Every once in a while, we like to take a couple of minutes to talk about things that affect our family life together, and we separate them out from the regular announcements. This little trick we do to highlight it. And this is one of those times. We call them a call to community. I like to think of them more as a family talk. And so we are going to have three family talks this fall over ways that we hope people will get connected into the life of the church. All right? And this morning, I want to talk about growing and learning together. Growing and learning together. That sounds nice. It sounds vaguely churchy. But what does it mean? What does it mean? Well, that is language that is stolen from the Apostle Paul. He talks about this kind of thing in his letters all the time. I just want to share one line from Ephesians chapter 4. All right, this is what Paul says to his friends in that church. We are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, Christ. And I think that is a beautiful vision of what it means to be a Christian. It's a beautiful vision of what it means to mature as a Christian. We grow up into Jesus. We slowly look more and more like him. You, me, all of us, we are growing up in Jesus together. And I got to tell you that here at Covenant, we're totally taken with this idea. We really love it and believe it, and we want to cultivate it as much as we possibly can. Because none of us grows up into Jesus on our own. We can't do it. I can't do it. You can't do it. Nobody can do it. We grow together. So I just want to mention a few ways that we can do that together. And I'm going to mention a lot of details, but I don't want you to worry about like keeping them in your head or writing them down, because they're written down everywhere, on a little insert, on the tables in the back, on the website. It's written down everywhere. I just want you to listen to see, hey, maybe this is something I could do. So first, we have these things called small groups. Small groups are groups of people from Covenant that meet together during the week at all kinds of different places in the city. They're places where you can find and form meaningful relationships and friendships. They're places where you can live out the Christian life together. Small groups study together when they meet, but their value goes far beyond that and into the kind of support and love and care that every one of us here was made for. And if we're being honest, every one of us here longs for. They're about doing life with other people, doing life together. So if you're not in a small group, please think about joining one. Pastor Dan is in the back, and he would love to talk to you after the service about getting into a small group. Second, we offer adult education opportunities. Along with all of the multiple classes and things that we offer for kids, we occasionally have adult classes on Sundays. Today, there's a class starting. It's going on right now called Being a Christian to Kids. You can read about it in the back of the order of worship. You should think about going to that class or any of the other periodic classes that we offer during the year. And we also do this thing called Fourth Wednesday. And I admit that I love Fourth Wednesday. It meets, predictably, on the fourth Wednesday of almost every month. And in that meeting, we talk about the things of our everyday lives, stuff from our everyday life, and how it intersects with our faith and living out our faith. We've talked about things like race and film and architecture and all kinds of great stuff on the fourth Wednesday. It's education, and they're fantastic. So consider coming to one. There's one coming up later this month. Consider coming to one or all of them. Larissa Bossmeyer is the one who puts our classes together, who puts Fourth Wednesday together, and she is great at making these things be not just about learning stuff, but about practicing stuff, about living stuff. If you want to know any more about those things, or you think, hey, maybe I could teach one of those things, get a hold of Larissa, please. And lastly, I want to talk about this thing that we call our discipleship path. here at Covenant. It's a set of things, really, that we've been developing over the last couple of years to be able to offer a really directed and really focused way for all of us to think about really what does it mean to follow Jesus. All of these pieces are designed so that you can enter into it really from any place in the faith. You don't have to be super grown up in the faith. You don't even have to believe. These are great things to be involved in just to find out more about what it looks like to follow Jesus. So there's three parts to it. The first is the Covenant Life class. That's a six-week class that happens on Sundays. It happens in the fall. It happens again in the spring. And it's an introduction, really, honestly, just to the things that we love the most, starting with the gospel. So consider going to that. There's one that starts right around the corner on October 15th. The second piece in this discipleship path is this class called The Story of Scripture. And in that class, we talk about themes that show up both in Scripture and in our own lives, like home and presence and community, as a way of figuring out where do these things sit in our life and in the story of what God has been doing in the world. We offer that every winter. We'd love for everybody to go through that class. And lastly, the last piece of this discipleship path are these brand new discipleship cohorts. And in these cohorts, participants can meet with a small group of other people for mentored reading and mentored discussion over things that are really at the very center of our faith, like how to pray, how to read scripture, who is God, what is grace. All right, so those are ready to go, and I would encourage you to think about being a part of that this time around. So if you're interested in either of those classes or being part of these new discipleship cohorts, Pastor Dave is going to be in the back. He would love to talk to you about that stuff. He'd love to sign you up for that stuff. So we grow and learn together. Please be thinking about ways that you can get more fully entered into that process with these sisters and brothers all around you. Thanks.